Trinity by Nigel May and read by Goldie Keeley for Saga Egmont. Prologue. 5 years ago.
You can take this place and stuff it where the sun don't shine. Me and the girls are out of here for good.
It was with these not-so-subtle words that 18-year-old Regan Phoenix flicked a finger to the row of stuffy tutors at the front of her school assembly hall and marched towards the exit. Flanked by her two best mates, Anushka Silvers and Evie Merchant, the girls loosened their ties and strutted out of the building. Three people united as one, fierce to those around them, yet inwardly fearing of all their dreams, insecurities and aspirations for the future. The Trinity of Beauties, as the three of them were known across campus. From today, they were out of here. Three girls who hoped that they were individually and collectively strong enough to walk into the big wide world and have it become their plaything, because they were ready to try and grab it by the balls. As the faint odour of their combined signature perfumes still lingered in the air after their departure, their fellow classmates could only look on and stare enviously. To them, Regan, Evie and Nush, as she was known by those close to her, were the three luckiest females around. They had the looks men lusted after, and the effortless style that only mega riches and an innate following of fashion could buy. They were the clique that every girl aspired to join. The Trinity was tight. Three wasn't a crowd. It was, in this case, perfection. Or at least it was at face value. If the other boarders at Farmington Grange could really see inside the minds of the three young women, they would have seen a knotted mass of anxieties and self-doubts ricocheting through each of their thoughts. It was the last day of their final ever term, and the Trinity were no longer part of the most exclusive ladies' college in the country. Fashionable and ultra-expensive, Farmington Grange was famed as a place for the creme de la creme of the world's young ladies. But now it was over, and uncertainty about what waited them in the outside world loomed heavy. Despite their swagger, the three of them not only shared a deep friendship, but also a bond of vulnerabilities. A worry about not being able to live up to their own expectations, or the expectations of those who had moulded their very lives. Not that they would ever have shown it to those around them.
"Come on, girls, I need a drink," said Regan. "I have a lipsy top with an ultra-low neckline calling my name. Let's hit Diamante's in town, and if one person dares to mention my bitch of a mother, I swear I'll hit them harder than a piñata."
The bitch in question was LA-based actress Montana Phoenix, Regan's mum, who was regarded as the uber-bitch of the small screen thanks to her pivotal role as Sienna Revel in the worldwide smash soap opera Peregrine Palace. A role that had brought her the money to purchase a dream home in the Hollywood Hills, as well as countless she stop-off pads around the globe. It had also allowed her to offload her only daughter, a mistake from a seedy tryst with a man whose name she'd never cared to share with Regan when she was on her way up the industry ladder. When her hindrance of a daughter was barely out of designer baby wear, she'd shipped her back home to England. Montana had later claimed it was for Regan to gain the best possible education megabucks could buy. But it was more a case of getting her out from under her feet and preventing her from becoming the ball and chain that an actress of her social stature could do without. How was an actress heading to stratospheric success supposed to schmooze and entertain Hollywood's glitterati with a screeching brat under her roof? Her idea of being a good mother had amounted to little more than making sure Regan never wanted for cash, and giving her the odd trip to some riches-drenched location in between filming seasons of Peregrine. This wasn't out of love, but served purely to gain press as the adoring mother on vacation when Montana needed an offspring accessory.
"Thank God she's a looker," Montana would tell friends. "If she'd been hit by the ugly stick, I'd never have her near me again. It could kill me professionally."
To say Regan was a looker was an understatement. She had her mother's piercing jade green eyes that appeared feline to look at, but she also had an exotic plump-lipped mouth and full olive-skinned features.